Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're up to Simin Shin Zayin, continuing on with Daber Dover, Si'if Gimel. Aser Litein Le'ein Yehudi Mos Be'er Shabbos, Liknos Lo B'Shabbos. It's prohibited to give to a Gentile money on Erev Shabbos to buy something on Shabbos. What's the prohibition? So the prohibition is that the Goy is going to be doing something usher for you on Shabbos itself. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu adin da'afil b'tchiz ha'shu usher kim shi'icha lo Shabbos. Da'afil katzatz lo mahani b'zeh. El nokam Erev Shabbos. It would start even from Sunday, points out the Mishnah Berurah, the sisser. But you mention Erev Shabbos Mishnah Seifa, because in the Seifa it's going to be important. Okay, let's see that Seifa. Avol yachol omer lo knei la'atzmecha. He's allowed to say, you buy for yourself. So he's allowed to even give the guy a wink. You know, you're taking a chance. You buy for yourself on Shabbos. And I'll buy it from you after Shabbos. This comes up, I would imagine. I'm not involved with business and computers. I would imagine this comes up, that if you have somebody that's doing buying and selling over computers, so on Shabbos, so you have a guy who normally does your transactions and so on, so then you could, the guy would be able to do it on Shabbos for himself, and if the guy knows, if the Jew often buys from him what he bought on Shabbos, then that would be acceptable as well. But it's got to be clear that it's not a harama, that clearly the guy's buying, and the Jew's going to decide on Sunday whether he's going to buy from him. Well, if the prices go up and the price goes down, so then in such a case, the Jew's going to either gain or lose. But in such a case, then such a arrangement could be made. Siv Dalet. Muta lasis lein Yehudi mos me'erev Shabbos liknos lo. It's permissible to give to a Gentile money on Erev Shabbos, ubilvad shelo yomer lo knei b'Shabbos. You're allowed to give him money on Erev Shabbos to buy something for you, with the condition that you're not allowed to tell him to buy on Shabbos. So if the guy decides to buy for you on Shabbos, that is not your problem. You didn't do any Isser. Mishnah Berurah. You dalent has vav me'er Shabbos liknis lo the dafka b'shekatzis lo schar avur zeh. Only if they made up a particular payment wage that the guy is going to get the oz oisa adai to the nafshe, because then the guy is doing it for himself. The v'lavach yasser, but if they didn't make up a wage, then in such a case, then the guy is acting just as behalf of a shliach for the Jew, and then in such a case, it's going to be problematic, as described in Reish Mem Hei. Hey. Says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezvav, V'im yom ha'shuk sham b'Shabbos, uba'osa makom eina matzui liknos kim b'yom ha'deshuka. But the only time it's permissible, you could say the guy is doing adaita denafshe, is if he could buy it equally on Shabbos or on Sunday. However, if it's difficult to buy on Sunday, you could only buy on Shabbos, then it wouldn't be mutter, even if you don't instruct him to do it on Shabbos, because you're essentially instructing him to do it on Shabbos. If the day of the Shuk is Shabbos, so then you're instructing him. That's considered as if you're being masculine. So this would also come up in an instance where it's clear that you're asking the guy to buy it for you. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and the tickets are all gone, always, within 24 hours. So then in such a case, that would be a problem as well, to instruct him, it would seem. That would be problematic also. Okay, V'chein, back into the Ramah. Butter liten lo begodim limkar. It's permissible to give him clothing to sell. B'vach lo yomer lo l'machron b'Shabbos. As long as you don't instruct him to do it on Shabbos, and the guy is not being hired to do it particularly on Shabbos. Misha sachar ein Yehudi leholach scharaso, uvo ein Yehudi lekacha mebeis Yisrael b'Shabbos aser. Now we have another halacha, and that is, even if all the above is mutter, so then we learn in Simon Reish Nun Beis that the halacha is that the only time the guy is allowed to do adai to the nafshe is he doesn't do it out of your house. The moment he's doing it out of your house, that's going to be a problem. So often, it's not out of your house, but the problem could also be, as we discussed in Reish Nun Beis, you still learn in that room, that's we discussed in that room. So that is, if the name of the store is Eisenstein or Platt or and so on, names that are obviously Jewish, so then in such a case, even if you're not asking the guy to do it in your store, nevertheless, that would be considered also doing in the. If you're not asking the guy to do it, excuse me, on Shabbos, nevertheless, there's going to be a problem of being miyached the makom. So that's also an issue. The Ramah concludes, v'haya einshin ha'aseh, and they would punish those who did it. Those, it seemed like this was a problem in the time of Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Rabbeinu Yerucham says that we gotta punish these people. Rav Nevinzal Shlita claims that this word v'hayu was added by the censor. Nevinzal says that the time the Mishnah Berurah came out, the censor of the Tsar was quite heavy, and they were extremely sensitive in Russia not to indicate any type of Jewish autonomy, Jewish authority outside of the Russian authorities. So they added Vahayu Onshin Ha'osa. They used to be Onesh Ta'osa, but we don't do that anymore. Because don't worry, we listen to you, the Tsar. Sif, hey, Davar Sheina Malacha Veina Aser Lasos B'Shabbos El Mishum Shvus Mutter Yisrael Lomar La'ina Yehudi Lasoso B'Shabbos. Those things are Yisurei Derabbanan, not Yisurei Deraisa, that you can instruct a Gentile to do. This is one of the most important halachas in all of Hilchos Shabbos, and that is Amira Lenachri, instructing a Gentile is asur by Yisurei Deraisa. If the malach is an Yisurei Deraisa, for example, turning on a fire, lighting a candle. However, if it's an Yisurei Derabbanan, so then in such a case, then it will be mutter, Amira Lenachri, Shvus to Shvus, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom choli, as well as tzorech harbe. If there is a real, real tzorech as well, that is mutter. A lot of times in yeshivas, they only teach, probably correctly so, when they summarize for the yeshiva bachram na'alachas, they'll say, shvus tashus makom mitzvah, shvus tashus makom choli. But in the mechaber, it also says, shvus tashus b'makom hefsid gadol. This we leave for the Rabbanim. So in Sif Katan Chav Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, what qualifies as hefsid gadol? Tzarech harbe, ayin b'magen avram, shemasik, d'dafke b'makom hefsid gadol. K'moshi kosov shin lamin alf sivav. And that's the rule of thumb. So the rule of thumb is that it's going to be mutter. Back into the Shulchan Aruch, if it's a hefsid gadol as well. Ketzat, ayin b'lisrael ein yudi b'shabis, lalos bilin lavil shofar, climbing up on a tree is asur midrabbanan. As exer, you might come to cut the branch. You're allowed to instruct him to do that. Let's call it kias mitzvah. Olavi mayim der chatzar shlo irvu lichas bo mitzvah. And also, if a person's mitzvah from here is mashma, that a mitzvah also qualifies as someone who's a choli tzas, and shus to shus makom mitzvah is going to be mutter. However, you should know, there are some who are prohibit. What's the nekudas hamachlokis? So this is a gemara in Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, where the Gemara says that one is allowed to bring the izemel derech chotzer she'ena meureves al yidei anachri. So there it's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. So some say, Mila, Heligim Mila on Shabbos, then we were matir. But in all other instances, that we are not matir. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkat and Chav Gimel. And of course, we follow the lenient opinion, as the Ramah says, will come on tafkuf vav pasak lahatir va'ayin l'ilsim reish ayin vav deish makilin afil nocha daraisa. There are those who are makil for the iser daraisa, but the minig is to be machmir. This prohibition of amira lenachri takes us to another sugya, and that is we had mentioned that you're not allowed to say to the Nachri to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So here, What about saying something to a Jew who chas v'chalila is doing malacha on Shabbos? So Rav Neiman Zal Shlita says, l'chura, at first glance, if a Jew, Hashem Yirachim, is being mechalo Shabbos, so the, and he comes, he's driving a car, and he asks you for directions. So the pashtus, if the halacha was that you're not allowed to instruct a guy, certainly you're not allowed to tell the Jew directions. However, he has an interesting chap from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. The Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that you shouldn't tell him directions. Hayitachem. He didn't say that you're supposed to throw a rock. So he said, you should even tell him directions. Why should you tell him directions? So he says, because he'll get there quicker. He says, but you're also mechuyiv to tell him that Shabbos, and it's prohibited to drive, but you should know that these are the directions. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's mahalach. And you need to say, that, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Shin Tazayin, Sifkat and Chav Beis, a Messiah as Embo Mamish. That's what Rav Neiman Zal makes reference to, and that if he's just a Messiah, and on that we say Emo Mamish. Coming back to the more practical issues that we had said, so the bottom line is that Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah is going to be Mutter, Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Choli, Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Hefsid Gadol. There are some exceptions, Lekula. For example, says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sifkatan Chaf Aleph, he says, "V'gabe lokeach bayis be'eretz Yisrael mutar k'mo shekasav shin vav." Hey, we weren't zochet to learn together that night. So if you take a look in Simon Shin Vav, hey, you have an amazing heter, amazing heter. This is appropriate if it falls out. That falls out erev Yom Atzmaut, and that is the heter over here in Simon Shin Vav is that for Eretz Yisrael, it's a mistake, right? By mine it says Sif Hey. Yours says Yud Aleph. It's a mistake in my edition. Sif Yud Aleph and Shivav says that you're allowed to instruct the Gentile to write on your behalf, which is of course Nisu Daraisa, and that's an exception to the rule. The Mishnah Berurah adds prior to that point in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph something very, very vague, which is hard. It's hard to know exactly what to do with his osafa, and that is, he says, "V'da she'em adam in davar ledavar be'ina shvusin ve'en lechabam lahater elamasha amru chachamim." So, I guess what the Mishnah Berurah is warning us is that before we use the heter shvus to shvus makom mitzvah makom cholim makom hefsid, realize that not every shvus they were matir. So, on the one hand, we have the Amira Nachri being mutter for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on the one hand. On the other hand, when it comes to other instances, even Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, be wary. So it's kedai to ask a Rav before one assumes the halacha.